Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the TE Podcast by Developing Lafayette. My name is Ben Powers. I'm your host, and what we like to do with this podcast is we like to invite different business owners, different community influencers in Lafayette Parish that really highlight Lafayette Parish and what we're all about. Anything from new business, new construction, new renovation, or anything in between that really helps Lafayette shine for those outside of our community.
This is the tea. We have a couple of special guests on, like we always do. But first, since our episode last Friday kind of glitched out and, you know, wasn't the best that we could have done, we're going to re-promote our sponsor for last Friday, just as a courtesy. So our sponsor for this episode and as well as last episode is whymorecoaching.com. Nathaniel Moore owns the company, and basically Why More Coaching is a company that is that sets a mindset and transformation to help leaders and entrepreneurs who secretly lack confidence break free by exposing and shattering their limiting beliefs. His passion in life is to help others find clarity, find direction, and live a more purposeful life. So whymorecoaching.com, basically I met Nathaniel Moore kind of through Developing Lafayette. He owns the child preschool and daycare Little Blessings. So he has like, I think, 6 or 7 locations now. He also has this Why More Coaching program where every other Thursday they meet at Shalotsky's, and this is just kind of a free gathering where, you know, different entrepreneurs kind of go there, and you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You can just be someone in business that is looking to kind of like change the way you're thinking. So if you're a super negative thinker and you want to break out of that, he really kind of gives you the path, and he has programs. I think you could download like worksheets and things to kind of like evaluate yourself and find your purpose. So, and then he has a conference. Actually, the conference was last Saturday, where you actually had to pay to go to this event, but it was a big deal. Like, it's all this motivational type thing, but it's more than just motivational speak. He actually gives you ways to find a path to successfulness.
Right.
So yeah, whymorecoaching.com. Check it out. Here's the link again, just in case you need it, on the screen. And we're gonna go ahead and get to business. So today I have two people from SLCC, and I will let them introduce themselves, and I will let the lady go first. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thank you for having us here. I am Karen Raggio from South Louisiana Community College. I'm the director of adult education. So our program helps students earn a high school equivalency diploma, improve English language acquisition skills, workplace skills, employability, help people just really improve their lives, get into work, get into post-secondary training, whatever their goal might be.
Okay, that's good. And go ahead.
My name is John Kramer. I'm the business development officer at South Louisiana Community College's Corporate College. My job is to be in charge of business outreach for the Acadiana area. We do solutions for businesses in a non-traditional pathway for their employees.
Okay, interesting. So two very different roles, but I guess one goal in mind.
Our students can connect to his programs, basically.
Okay. So I guess I kind of want to start it off a little bit more casual. Like, so where are you guys from? Are you guys from Lafayette?
I am from Scott.
You're from Scott? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Lafayette Parish.
And I'm from South Lafayette, a little closer to the Maurice area.
So that's pretty close to Lafayette. Maurice is not in Lafayette Parish, but,
right.
You know.
Right.
You're working in Lafayette and all that good stuff.
Just outside the line.
And I guess y'all grew up here, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I went to Ridge Elementary, then Jude East, and then went on to Acadiana High, graduated from UL.
All right.
So did I, actually.
Yep. Well, So interesting, and I'll just throw this out there. I am not from here. I moved here in 2010, and I did not go to UL. I didn't go to any formal education outside of high school. I thought about going to Suwella in Lake Charles to pursue graphic design, and then I just figured I'm going to just learn graphic design on my own. And so I kind of learned it, and I apprenticed under people and managed to move to Lafayette for graphic design work. I got employed here, and now I'm no longer doing graphic design work. I was doing graphic design at golfballs.com for 5 years, and now I'm doing this. So it's, things kind of went kind of crazy, but...
And where do you come from?
Turkey Creek.
Okay.
So it's a small town, like literally, I think there's 300 or 400 people or something like that. It's a village. It's not a town at all. It's an hour north.
Everybody's heard of Turkey Creek, I'm sure.
They only know Turkey Creek for mainly one thing, camping and riding four-wheelers. Turkey Creek is pretty much that. I mean, you know, it's a place to know if you want to get out of the city. You know, that's where you go. So tell me a little bit more about your roles at SLCC and kind of a little bit of the day to day.
Sure. So as a director of adult education, we have programs in 8 parishes in the region. So it's not just Lafayette; it's all the surrounding parishes. And that, again, is for students to, we offer free instruction for students who may not have finished high school and want to earn a high school equivalency. So that test is called the HiSET. It used to be the GED.
Okay.
We also give the HiSET at all the SLCC locations as well. So we go as far down as Morgan City and as far up as Ville Platte. And of course, Lafayette is our hub. It's our biggest, draw. And then we also have classes for students who want to improve their English. So I would say we definitely bring communities together. We bring people from all over the world together because the English as a second language. So if you want to improve your English skills, you're here from another place. You're in our English classes. You can enter into adult education as well and then into secondary, post-secondary training. Get a different job if you would like. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to help people improve their lives in whatever way they may want.
Yeah, yeah. So
that makes sense. So day to day is directing all of it.
Well, you're definitely having to direct a lot of things.
Yes, sir. So we form lots of partnerships in the community, and that's a lot of what I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. And so, John, what about you? What's your kind of the day to day?
So day to day for me is a lot of travel. I and a lot of phone calls. I basically do direct business outreach, and I'm calling on companies, whether they may be your typical mom and pops, to all the way companies as big as CGI type of companies. We are trying to reach out to companies to ascertain their needs, because every company has a training program put in place for their employees, and we can enhance those training programs or supply other training programs along with providing those employees additional training to make them on a promotion path. And our outreach is basically to focus on improving your current employees' lives, to make their lives better financially, commute-wise, so on and so forth. My day-to-day is just contacting companies and trying to make sure that we can connect the dots to make their workforce better. The corporate college's tagline is short-term training for long-term solutions.
Okay.
So we are here to improve the overall Acadiana community by providing training needs. That may also include an open enrollment process where you may have, let's say for yourself, if you were doing, let's say, graphic design before, and then you were like, you know what, I'd really like to do something a little bit more stable, let's say. I want to go learn how to do welding, but I don't want to do a 2-year technical diploma. We can provide a certificate-based training program in that area of expertise that makes you employable, so people that want to change trades.
Okay, so how long does it take for someone, I guess, in your example, you mentioned welding. How long does it take someone to say, if they don't have any welding experience, to get a certificate? Like, is it 2 years or is it less?
It's normally less. Our programs can be customized for the length of the need of the student. Our programs have different lengths, though. Some are 6 months, some are 8 months. We have programs that are as long as 16 months. It just kind of depends on the class itself, because, for instance, our power lineman program is a very lengthy process because it includes a CDL license and power line training. That's something that we've partnered up with Clico and the power companies to give a solution to their need. However, something like, say, let's say carpentry or CDL itself, or actually I'll give you a better example, scaffolding. Scaffolding is actually one of our flagship programs in corporate college. That's a 3-week program. So you have, let's say one of our major success stories is we'll get people who don't necessarily have the best backgrounds that come in. They're looking for employment. They don't have any other kind of skill sets. We will include them in the program, get them through, and there are grants for some of these programs that are paid through the state, through federal funds as well. They go through the program, and then whenever they come out of the program, they are guaranteed a position with one of our partner companies a lot of times.
So they're guaranteed a position?
Right, in scaffolding specifically.
Okay.
We have companies that we partner directly with in scaffolding to provide that solution. Now, whether or not they choose to take the position is up to them. It may not fit their lifestyle because a lot of these positions may be in Baton Rouge, they may be in Charles, but 3 weeks to go through, as long as they're able to make it to class, we will provide them with the necessary skills and the tools even. We provide them with a tool belt and a set of tools so that they can go and be successful in the workforce.
That's interesting. 3 weeks is so short.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if it were a more technical certificate like welding, or I don't know if you have like a computer-based course, but would that be a longer course?
Yes. We actually have a laundry list of courses. We have, besides scaffolding, we have CDL, which is a longer-based course. I believe that one is 6 or 7 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, you're driving, you're a commercial driver at that point,
right.
So you need a little bit more training.
Right. We also have some marine safety operation courses as well. We have like rigor courses, and that's all based out of our HOMA and Morgan City campuses. Some of the other ones that we have are healthcare. We have online healthcare courses that are longer than your typical, say, scaffolding. Scaffolding is one of the shortest ones. We have carpentry courses that have an entry level, and then we have courses that compound on that that can be a little bit longer to give you a more skilled base. The carpentry course is designed to be a entry level helper type of position wherever you finish the course.
Right.
But if you wanted to take the whole 3 modules that we can possibly offer, those can take up to almost 2 years in some cases. So it just kind of depends on the skill set, because certain skill sets require more time. Scaffolding is one of those areas where people need something now. You've got somebody who walks into one of the American Job Centers or the what's called the unemployment offices, and they will say, hey, I need to go and get trained because I'm out of work.
Right.
Well, that course can be funded through those offices, and that puts them to work in less than a month in some cases.
Yeah, I mean, some people don't have a whole lot of time to get work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 3 weeks, that's short. Like,
right. And those classes run consecutively.
Okay.
So whenever one is done, another one starts up almost immediately. And there's always people that are going through that scaffolding program. That's one of our more popular programs.
So you said a lot of the courses, or at least for sure scaffolding, people are guaranteed, or pretty much guaranteed a job outside. Like, so once somebody completes a course, it can be any course. I'm not going to pick any one of them. But what is the average employment rate? Like, or maybe not. Okay, maybe I'm wording that wrong. Like, the pay. What's the average pay that someone graduating from SLCC may be able to expect? Is there a range?
That's a vast range. I will tell you that I brought some of that. So let's just say, for instance, it ranges from anywhere from $33,000 a year on up to $80,000 a year. We've had people that go through that scaffolding program. You're talking about essentially working an offshore job,
right,
or you're working in a plant. you're getting paid an hourly rate plus per diem. A lot of times people can make $60,000 starting in a scaffolding job. Now, that's totally dependent on the company that they get hired with, so on and so forth, but it's definitely a $15 an hour job at any of our courses that we offer. Whenever you go into the workforce, you're looking to make at least a good $30,000 to $40,000 in a lot of these cases.
Okay. I mean, that's a decent.
Well, yeah, yeah. For someone who's been out of work for 6 months or so, you've got people who take the oil field, for instance. There may be people that hadn't worked in 6 months and then are like, well, at this point, I need to get some work going.
Yeah.
I can go run through scaffolding, or I can go and, let's say we had they had an oil field guy who had been working in the oil field forever. He went back and got his nursing degree through SLCC, and now he completely changed careers because he was able to go through that process and get a grant for it. So there's some success stories in a lot of these and career changes.
You mentioned nursing degree. So is that a 2-4 year degree? Okay.
We currently offer multiple medical certifications and degrees.
Okay.
We originally used to offer the LPN at SLCC. However, we had interest from the area hospitals to really provide a RN program. So we now currently have a RN program through our medical sciences division at SLCC. That program, I believe, is either a 3 or 4 year program directly. I'm not 100% sure on that portion, but the RN is a extremely sought after job in the area.
We have like one of the biggest medical things in the area.
Right.
I think Corporate College helps connect our student to like credentials that they can start with. So they might start with a certified nursing assistant and then go to LPN and then go to RN. Right. You know, if you want to get to work quickly, you can get some of these shorter programs to help jumpstart things.
Right, because we in Corporate College, we have a online CNA program. Okay. So there's entry level points to where if somebody's like, well, I don't have the funding, or I don't want to do student loans, or I don't want to do I don't qualify for grants. Well, if you have an out of pocket, you can come and take our CNA course, which is online. Go ahead, go through that course, and then go on to LPN or go on to RN if that's something that you deem necessary. But the entry level positions is kind of where we're seeing the most growth, because people are out of work. They're looking to change careers.
Yeah, they want to get something quicker.
Correct. Correct. Okay. So these industry certifications is becoming a bigger and bigger thing in the business world, because it's fast and it can change people's lives, essentially, not to say overnight, but in less than a year, you're going from having no job or having not the skill set required to have the job that you want to having that skill set. That's huge.
That's interesting. So T.H. Harris, or formerly T.H. Harris, I'm guessing. When did you guys, and I know I'm kind of, this is just my brain thinking, because I used to live in Turkey Creek, an hour north. I'd drive through Ville Platte and Opelousas to get to Lafayette. And whenever I was going to school or high school, I wasn't the most grade A student.
Mm-hmm.
So the school counselor presented me with like these pamphlets of like, you need to figure out your career choice because it doesn't seem like you know what you want to do. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm a senior just kind of living by the seat of my pants, like most of them are. And so she's like, here, it's a T.H. Harris thing. You can look into that. I'm like, okay. Because I knew I liked computers. I liked networking. I didn't even know if I liked graphic design at that time. I just randomly picked it up in my senior year. And so when did you guys acquire, or I'm not sure if I'm using the right language, but when did T.H. Harris become SLCC?
I don't know that. I know that it's still there. I don't know how long. It's been there for a while. I know that.
It's still labeled as T.H. Harris, the campus itself. However, I may be incorrect on this. I'd have to look it up. But I'm pretty sure that all came into the fold whenever we did the merger in, I believe it was 2012. was whenever that merger occurred. Because around that time, there was a merger, because if you remember around that time or before, in Lafayette, we had the technical college. It was a separate entity. There was SLCC, which is what most people know as the big DeValcor building that's between the oak trees back there.
Yep.
And then there was the building that was in the front. That was the technical college at that time.
Okay.
That all got merged together in around 2012-ish. And I believe some of those campuses were picked up in that same kind of merger. Now, I may be completely wrong on that, because it may have happened a little bit later, but I'm pretty sure it was around that same time.
Okay. It's just interesting because I passed by it probably like less than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, look, T.H. Harrison. I didn't see the T.H. Harrison name. I saw SLC. I'm like, when did that happen?
It's the campus. The campus is called T.H. Harrison Campus.
Gotcha.
And it's under SLC.
Somebody had left a comment. Let's see. So Ladice Manor. I'm glad to be part of an institution who prepare a community to blend in the society, increasing access to higher education. Also, adult education is a perfect option to help non-English speakers to blend in the society and obtain their credentials in the USA. So interesting, yeah.
I'm very.
She's
very
actually good. One of our. Is that Ladice? Yes.
Yeah.
She's helpful in connecting us to the Hispanic community.
Okay.
To help bring people in to improve their English language arts skills.
Nice.
Speaking skills. And it really anyone else interested. So.
Well, that was good. I'm glad I got the comments on, because sometimes I forget to look at the comments. But.
And she's right. We do blend education with workforce and workplace skills to try to help people. You know, connect them to whatever their goal might be.
Right. So I know you guys talked about grants and costs. Like, what is a roundabout cost to attend SLCC? I mean, I know it probably ranges, because you got a 3-week course, you got 4 years.
Our program is free.
Okay.
For students. If you need to earn your high school equivalency diploma, or if you want to take ESL classes, we can also help people brush up on skills. So if you actually graduated high school but you're nervous about going to college,
right.
Come to our program, we can help you. We can offer other free programs like digital literacy. We've got some computer literacy classes that we'll be offering soon with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and they're actually in Spanish. But we can do that in English as well, and that's all free. So as far as SLCC college courses, tuition-wise, maybe John would know that. But
For someone to get their GED, am I understanding that right? It's free?
It's free, yes. And we actually, there's a chancellor's grant that if someone wants to attend SLCC after they graduate or during, there's other scholarships for people to do that too.
Okay.
So
that's actually really neat, because I had some family members who had to get their GED, and I want to say they had to pay, you know, a certain amount for it. I don't know the number.
You have to pay for the test.
But okay.
We also have scholarships that can cover the test, like he was saying, through the workforce, through UL's Excellence Opportunity Center. They partner with Goodwill. LCTCS has scholarships for to be able to pay for the test. So there's definitely ways that you can get your test even paid for.
So worst case scenario, if the test is not paid for, how much is the test?
About $100.
Oh, that's a lot cheaper than I thought. I was thinking $1,500.
No.
So if somebody wants to get their high school diploma, you know, I mean, it's free.
It's free.
That's ridiculous.
Yes,
How is it free?
We are federal and state funded.
Okay.
Through grants.
Okay.
It's federal and state grants.
Okay, I guess I could have figured that, but you know, I just had to ask, because it doesn't seem like it would be free. But
and we try to partner with whoever we can to increase access. So like we're going to be starting at 3 Goodwills, so students can also attend class there if you have trouble getting to the SLCC campus in Lafayette.
It's almost like you have no excuse to not get it. Like,
well, it's not that it's no excuse. Sometimes people have, depending on their experiences when they were younger in school, like you said, you weren't. Maybe the best student, right?
I definitely could have been better.
The longer you stay out, sometimes the harder it is to come back, because it is something that it's a challenge that you maybe haven't, you know, faced. And so sometimes it's just getting within yourself the courage to come back. And then once you do that, we want to make sure we help you in any way that we can.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you've been out of the school experience for 5 or 10 years, I guess it would be a little bit of a challenge right. to think about going back. Like, I haven't thought about like a difficult math in a while. I use my calculator for everything. And, right. you know, it's funny because high school teachers were like, oh, you're never going to have a calculator in your pocket when you need it. And nowadays, it's funny.
Sure do.
We have a calculator. Right. We have a whole computer in our pocket. But, you know, that's things that most people would not have been able to see. But,
you know, we have working moms. You have kids, you start yeah. working at different places. You
so
know,
how
you
long does
your
it
life,
take?
And then you've got to come back to school. It's different for everyone. We tell everyone.
Can you do it on your own time? Is that kind of how it works?
Oh, definitely. So okay. you can do it. There's a full online program you can do just from your house if you're not able to come to class. You can come to class every day. You can do a combination of both. And it's really flexible. So
if you wanted to, you can do it all online?
Yes. We have a program called eLearn developed by Delgado in New Orleans. And you take classes online and we help you through that.
God. And that's free?
Yes, free.
It's ridiculous.
And if you fail the digital literacy assessment, we can also help you improve those skills too, because that happens a lot.
Oh yeah, working in a computer, I'm guessing.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, whenever I was younger and computers started to like become a thing where you needed to learn, I kept hearing the older generation, and at the time they were not technically the older generation, they were the generation at work, and they were like, oh, nowadays you have to learn how to work a computer. Every job requires you to know how to work a computer. And I'm like, and I'm a kid, I'm like, well, I mean, it's everywhere. Like,
right.
why do you bark at that? And now, like, it literally, if you don't know how to work a computer, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, if you have a phone, you know how to work a computer, in a sense.
You would think.
Yeah, you would think so. But, you know, they're so easy to operate. But what are the areas of study does SLCC have?
So on our 4-credit side, we have a number of different areas of study. We have the business administration degrees, we have criminal justice, we have the medical, we also have your traditional general studies, and then we have a few others. However, we do have a transfer program in partnership with UL Lafayette, along with, I believe, a couple other universities, to where those 2-year associate degree curriculums will transfer over directly to those 4-year universities. And in doing so, we can kind of service a broader spectrum, because not every student is going to be satisfied with a 2-year associate's
right.
degree. So our transfer rate is always going to be a good thing for the community. Those two programs that we offer, I believe, are in the business administration portion, and along with criminal justice, and I can't remember what the last one is. It's 3 programs. And then on corporate college side, we have CDL trucking, we have the welding, we have carpentry, healthcare. We also have some leisure learning courses if you want to take it up. One popular option with a lot of the businesses is actually soft skills. So customer service, sales, phone etiquette, things that you would not really think of in a day-to-day type of, well, I'm going to SLCC, what do I need to take? Well, you're in a professional environment, you need to know how to communicate with people. And
right.
that's a skill set that a lot of people overlook. We also have the marine operations along with our power lineman program. Those are kind of the flagship programs for corporate college specifically, outside of the normal academic courses that we offer on our SLCC's 4-credit side.
All these courses are able to be taken online too, or are there a lot of them that have to be taken in person?
A lot of them have to be taken in person.
I mean, I guess you couldn't take welding online.
Right.
Like, you have to actually have on-hands experience with that.
Correct. But we do offer some online solutions in the healthcare department, also with some of the soft skills areas, like customer service, call center training, that type of thing. There are online solutions for that.
What about robotics? Do you have robotics courses?
We currently do not, that I know of. Now, our IT department on our on our academic side, does do a lot of high-end IT work, which in the past I think they have done some robotics. But that's definitely something that is interesting that you bring it up, because I was actually talking to the dean the other day of that department, and I kind of mentioned it, and we're looking to do some new things on corporate college side in the computer world, because there's such a huge need nowadays for Amazon's AWS training and Java training, because you ask, well, what are some high-paying jobs? A lot of it is all
coding and development.
Right, and the hardware component of those software skills, which the UL has actually just started doing the informatics program, which is kind of the hardware component of the software. We actually have a transfer program in place for that program at UL for a 2-for-2. And the technology piece is just growing so rapidly in Acadiana that I definitely see robotics as being something to look into probably in the next few years for sure. With automation and everything, it's bound to happen.
We have a robotics summer camp for kids.
That's cool.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, like, so how, what is involved with that? Like, is it still part of SLCC's branch, I guess?
It's part of Discovery College. And comes under our department. So we offer different camps. There's a STEM camp where you work, you know, building different science experiments. There's a robotics camp. Last year it was actual robots. I didn't get to see them, but I know the kids enjoyed it. There's like a little art camp and different kind of things for third grade on up. So, and then ACT prep.
Man. So the reason why I bring up robotics...
Oh, forensics. I think the forensics is cool.
Oh, forensics is cool. Like CSI kind of stuff.
There's a forensics camp and a mock trial camp. It's neat.
What's the age ranges for those camps?
Starts at third grade. Not all of them are third grade, but third grade on up to 12th grade.
Okay.
So my daughter will get to try one this year.
Man, see, that would have been so fun in high school to like be able to do something like that. Like,
I don't
want to downgrade my school experience, because I guess... There may have been things that were offered to me, but again, I was so concerned with my own like personal life that I guess maybe I overlooked some of these things. But so I bring up robotics because I fly drones, and so drones are robots. Essentially, you have a remote control, and a lot of them fly itself. Like in a sense, you can program it. The one I have can fly itself. It's GPS and all that good stuff. So if I wanted to autopilot the drone, I actually do it on a regular basis. I fly for Moncas Park. I do a route over the Moncas Park area and take photos. So what I did is I programmed a path that every time I go fly, I, you know, start the drone up, get it hovering. And then in my phone, I pull up the app for the drone and I have a preset path that it'll fly, or waypoint.
Is it done through waypoints? Right.
Yeah. So I'll just crank up the waypoint map that I created, and I created it before I even got to the spot. So I can go on my phone, look at a map at home, and say, like, I want to program a flight. And I just kind of take my finger and literally just draw the map. And I can, you know, critique the nodes and move them where I need. But so essentially, I hover the drone and start the waypoint, and it'll hover at the specified altitude that I set it at. So in over Moncas Park, it's 200 feet altitude max, according to facility maps produced by the FAA. You go higher than that, within reason. You can go higher than that within reason, but the standard is whatever the facility map says the altitude is where you need to be. So over Moncas Park, I fly 200 feet all the way around. And so, and Moncas Park, just the front part is huge. And it's still got a whole, like, I want to say it's 100 acres total. And it, I want to say it's probably, I think it's not split 50-50. I think it's like 40-60.
Yeah.
And so there's like 60% of the park that's still not developed yet. And I'm concerned with my drone's ability to make it all the way over there. So I'm going to have to find a new spot. But stuff like that's cool for, you know, today's environment, because drones are a big thing, and they're going to be getting much more popular as time goes by. Like, there's a company called Aerobotics in Lafayette that flies for the oil field. They go out to the rigs, and they'll fly. And it's a much more expensive drone than I have. Mine was like $1,000. this one's like $18,000. And it has multiple blades, and it has it can carry a like a full size camera with a zoom lens and everything. And so he can go and fly at an oil rig and zoom in to one of the lights that blink on an oil rig so that you know that it's there at night and see if it's the wires are broken or see if the bulb is burnt. And that's unmanned flight. Like the guy is holding a remote control and looking at a bulb that may need fixing or whatever other parts.
That's definitely something that I would love to see us eventually do. But one thing that, speaking of technology, one thing that we do do is we, in our Marine division and our CDL division, we have simulators, which are multi-million dollar simulators. One for CDL truck driving, so we can get drive it out to a company, and let's say we go out to Schilling Distributors. Let's say we park it out there. Their truck drivers can go in, drive for to see, okay, am I shifting gears properly? And it does the whole air brake system, the grinding gears, and it's keyed in specifically for whatever company's transmissions on their trucks. And it's really nifty to take it out to events where we can go and bring it out to high schools and stuff and let kids get in it and then see, hey, this may be something that I want to do in the future. Same thing for our Marine division. We have a whole like tugboat system that we it's a full interactive simulator room like you would see almost in like a full vessel. The first time whenever I was going through training, whenever I got hired on at SLCC, they had me go through the simulators and along with some other stuff, but they had me go through the simulators, and you literally drive a boat down the Mississippi, and you have to make all the course corrections, the instrument panels there, the whole nine yards, and it's fully 3 or 4D, so it moves with you as stuff starts to rock whenever you hit waters, and there's multiple monitors all around, and you can even we have monitors on the back of you too, so it's a full immersive captain's experience. We have some crazy things that we can play with at SLCC, and it's awesome for the students. I mean,
I would love to get on the simulator. Like, I'd love
you to come out and check it out.
I look, don't tell me that because I will.
Yeah, no, you're more than welcome to.
We have flight school too. And
you're like, yes. Oh, really? Do you have a simulator for that?
There's a simulator there too.
Sweet. Yeah. See, I love flying, but I don't like. I always thought, oh, I could be a pilot for like a commercial airliner, but I looked into it and it's like all automated, so you're really not flying, you're just kind of sitting there making sure the thing flies itself. But like a helicopter, I was always fascinated with helicopters, and that's why I gravitate toward the drone, because it's kind of in a similar sense, but I'm able to be on the ground, so if that thing falls out of the sky, I'm like, I'm here. But I'd love to I love simulators. Because you're not going to actually damage anything for real.
You're more than welcome to come on by open invitation. Our simulator, our CDL simulator is currently at our Crowley campus.
Okay.
And then our Marine simulator is located on our Morgan City campus. They're great to interact with, and we always like to show them off when we have visitors.
One day I'll get in touch with you and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling simulator-ish. So somebody left another comment. One of my followers named Alex. He says, "I went to SLCC when they located on Kali Saloon."
On Kali Saloon, no, we don't have anything on Kali Saloon.
I'm not sure. Yeah. So I'm not sure what exactly he's referencing, but he said, "And I was going to SLC when they were moving to the DeVal Court location. SLCC is a great community college. I had graduated there in 2009 and went to get my bachelor's degree at UL." So awesome. Cool. Hey, so you got some awesome. Some success stories there.
Yeah, I actually went to SLCC as well around the same time frame. I started at SLCC in 2005. We did not have nearly the same amount of stuff that we have now. We've got some crazy stuff going on since he and I were at SLCC, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you even have a new building. Tell me a little bit about the new building. I mean, we're going on 40 minutes here, so I want to start wrapping up. But the new building, that's past couple of years. Like, how has that building helped SLCC, and, like, what are some of the things that building has been used for?
Well, I can speak a little bit to it. That building mostly houses some of our administrative offices,
okay,
along with our medical sciences division. That department is solely medical administration, and then we also have some auditoriums down there that we frequently use for conventions or large staff meetings. But it's really kind of modernized the community college's face, because whenever people think of SLCC, a lot of times they're like, oh, well, they think of DeValcour, they think of the old technical college. But now we have that big three-story building out front that's very, very modern and contemporary mm-hmm. looking. And people are like, wow, I really like that building. Every day I pass by, what do y'all have in there? That's all of our medical stuff. They've got some great modern classrooms in there.
And opened up space for us.
Well, yeah.
And
I mean,
other programs.
That's always good. Yeah, that's always good. There's a lot of good information here, and I'm hoping that the information that was provided can help somebody that, you know, was maybe looking at SLCC, because I know I've seen it many times driving down on Bertrand, and, you know, of course, this SLCC in Opelousas and T. Chairs campus. It's a great thing to have in the community, and I'm looking forward to taking you guys up on the simulation offer, because I'd love to like sit in a boat. Like I've driven a pontoon boat mm-hmm. and a little bitty aluminum boat, but to drive like a big vessel,
right?
You guys need a cruise ship simulator. That would be fun.
So here's the nifty part. We can input any vessel that we want in that simulator. To my knowledge, I asked that question whenever I got in, and I was like, "Can you put anything in here?" And they're like, "Yeah, as long as we have it in our program, we can upload it." And I was like,
"That's pretty cool,
right?"
Because cruise ships, they're big,
right?
And like to manage one of those, because they can drive sideways.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they have the propulsion on the side, and mm-hmm. I think they have wings underneath the water that like keep the boat from like. Mm-hmm. Super cool stuff. I love cruise ships, and because they're so massive. I mean, the Titanic is a little bitty P-row compared to some of these cruise ships nowadays.
Yes, and some of the tankers as well nowadays. But
yeah,
I like that big machine on the interstate that they've been using for the construction. I don't know what you call it.
Oh, it's like a rolling crane type thing.
Like a big crane.
It goes
yeah.
over.
Yeah,
yeah. We're actually in kind of the discussions of eventually getting some kind of a crane training program at some point.
Okay.
That's something that we'd love to provide. However, that's several seasons out. But it's funny that you say that, because we have so many crane companies in the Acadiana area.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge industry. I didn't realize it was so big until probably like 2 months ago. Someone was like, well, you need to go and talk to some of these crane companies. And I started looking into it.
So, yeah. So, fun fact, and then we'll go, because I know we're almost past 45 minutes, I'm sure. Before I moved to Lafayette, when I was living in Lake Charles, like in my 20s, like I was literally like 19 or 20, I was actually a crane technician, an apprentice or helper. Mm-hmm. That was my first time ever making $13 an hour, and I thought I was big shot. And it was cool because it was overhead cranes in the plants.
Yeah.
And, you know, people think cranes, oh, it's the big ones that, you know, tower over buildings and they have the rope that comes down. Well, there's cranes in all kind of forms and fashions. There's hoist. There's different things that need to be worked on. And actually learned a good bit. So the crane industry, because I came to Lafayette several times working in Lake Charles, coming to Lafayette and going to the Broussard area and working on different crane, you know, apparatuses mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So that's a pretty good thing.
I think the certification for that's called NCCO, if I'm not mistaken. That's the industry certification for crane safety and maintenance.
Well, guys, I appreciate you guys coming out and talking about SLCC and dealing with some of my random things about high school.
No, and look, we definitely appreciate it, and I'd also like to thank Dr. Natalie Harder and Jermaine Ford, our two chancellor and vice chancellors, to allow us to come on today. We were very excited whenever we were made aware that we were going to be coming on. Our director of marketing was like, oh yeah, I love that show. I'm going to listen in. So definitely appreciate it.
Well, cool. I'm glad that you know, it's liked. I'm trying my best here. Well, Karen Raggio.
Yes.
Glad to have you. And then John Kramer. It was a pleasure. And guys, remember, check out whymorecoaching.com. They helped pay for part of this show. And hopefully you guys have a great Friday. And we will see you next time.
For information on sponsoring the Tea Podcast by Developing Lafayette, go to our website at developinglafayette.com and click Advertise.